This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2338. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded March 12th, Australia, China, Cuba, Czechia, Egypt, Europe, France, Germany, Hungary, Indonesia, Iran, Korea South, Malaysia, North America, Russia, Scotland, Spain, Taiwan, UK, USA, Vanuatu, Vietnam, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. In March, Australian DX News editor Craig Seeger updates us on the status of the low-power private shortwave stations in Australia. Just Shortwave Australia on 4835 and 2310, and Bay Islands Radio on 5045 on the weekends are active now and getting out widely. He says 4TRP on 2355 is worth a try, but not a viable signal from southeastern Australia due to low power. And Radio Simbang has been off the air for weeks. That was 2368.5 kHz. China, Tony Pavick in Hope, B.C., tells us about a CNR1 program. Anyone who has monitored or logged CNR1 at 1200 UT will most certainly have heard a children's program at that time. I asked a friend in China to provide some background. It is called Small Horn or Little Trumpet. Started September 4th, 1956. Aimed at children under 12 and lasting 30 minutes. Originally it aired daily except Sunday, but later changed to rebroadcast every day. It has become a beloved part of the childhood of generation after generation. Frequencies not mentioned here, but I'm sure you'll find them all over the dial, probably more jammers than actual intentional non-jamming programming from CNR1 in China. On just one occasion, apparently, John Filiozzi in Florida was hearing on 5960 a very powerful signal with Chinese music, almost as if jamming. Urumqi listed, but we're experiencing unusual propagation, and 100 kilowatt does not seem enough to generate that kind of signal here in Florida. What could it be on 5960? Joe Hannon says it was being heard at Utrenta with music mixed with a female speaking in Chinese. But John replies, no, this is all music and very clear. Almost too clear to be Cuba relaying, but there's been some off-schedule stuff coming from there due to their troubles. So it looks like Cuba relaying CGTN. And in fact, at 01UT went into English news, but cut off abruptly at 0105. So perhaps that's what should have been and is normally on 5990. As for Radio Havana Cuba itself, one particular program has been getting some positive reviews, Music with a Message. Tony Pavick says, I'd like to recommend this show hosted by Ed Newman. One night it featured tracks from Stevie Wonder. A definite break from propaganda with a rather soft message, rather surprising from RHC as it features non-Cuban artists. Not sure exactly when it airs, but it was in progress March 6th at 0245 UT on 9710. Bill Telford replies, most of Music with a Message is non-Cuban artists, including many U.S. musicians as well as other international artists of note, like Violeta Parra and Kila Payun from Chile. Some who don't listen would like to imagine it being Sara Gonzalez singing about collective farms, but that is not at all the case. As for how propagandistic RHC is in recent years, it's definitely a lot more candid than, say, Voice of Korea. And Tony Pavick replies, I found the show quite enjoyable and Ed's musing quite pleasant. As to propaganda, it is, as I've said, why I believe that RHC has great potential as a soft power. It definitely is not all five-year plans and production quotas. However, Chris Campbell in Ohio says, I've listened to Music with a Message for the last few years. It used to be on Saturday nights. Lately, it seems to be on any day of the week. In the past, they featured Bob Marley, Jackson Brown a couple of times, Eric Burdon solo and more, John Lennon, and a couple others. It tries to highlight music which is music with a message,
usually about human rights.
Yeah.
Coming from Cuba. Anti-imperialism and pro-environment. It's almost comical coming from Cuba. On Sunday, March 8th, the first day of EDT, Terry Kruger in Florida says, English at 19 to 20 UT on 11880, that's 1 hour earlier than before. A local level, as always, when they elect to transmit. But the night before, on UT March 8th, Tony Panic says on 9710, English ran from 0330 until 0430, including a fairly good jazz show. On 9710, perhaps there is a lack of new programmings being produced, and as are stretched to the breaking point, they must be simply tossing in whatever they have to fill the time. Then on UT Tuesday, March 10th, Tony was hearing RHC in English at 0230 on 15140. That frequency is normally not on the air at that time. A fair signal with good modulation. Anymore, it's become the fun of the chase with RHC. But on March 11th and 12th, it seemed that they were only running one frequency at a time, if any, sometimes none at all to be heard. That is, during the day, but they often leave the transmitters on way into the night with no modulation. Like 9710 and 11760, March 11th passed 0600. Not to be outdone, the clandestine Radio Republica was also broadcasting dead air via France, says JRX in Brazil, March 10th from 0218 to 237 on 9490. Czechia, from Radio Prime's website, english.radio.cz, March 4th via Craig Seeger, Australian DX News, Radio Prague International launches 90th birthday celebrations. A year of anniversary events with an exhibition mapping its 90-year history. At headquarters attended by ambassadors, representatives of cultural institutions, and business chambers. It was established 90 years ago to counter growing Nazi propaganda, and has gone through thick and thin, passing through the dark years of World War II, 4 decades of communist rule, and returned to democracy in 1989, allowing the station to flourish in newfound freedom. Today it broadcasts in 6 languages. But pride on its 90th birthday is somewhat dampened by fears that it could be the last. The foreign ministry, which finances the service from state coffers, has moved to slash its budget by almost a quarter, and signaled plans to discontinue the service in 2027. From communication of the British Theatre Club, current scheduling for Radio Cairo, Egypt, per HFCC, shows the English transmission has been reduced from a sesquihour to 1 hour, at 21:15, and on 9885 instead of 9440. There are no longer any language overlaps, since they have only one operational transmitter remaining, as Alan Holder points out. English is rarely on the air. I suggest we keep checking anyway at 21:15 on 9885. In New Zealand DX Times, the story behind Mystery 21, The Spirit of Music, filed under Europe, but it's probably from Germany. It gives the history of the station and the problems they've been having. Initially, we used 4700, which corresponded exactly to the length of the supplied antenna wire. But later switched to the official broadcast band around 4875. Now running 4 kilowatts PEP, says Rick of Mystery 21. And it's reported by Roberto Pavanello in Italy, with optimal reception English music, on March 4th at 1910 on 4888. The RFI Facebook page via BDXC Communication reminds us that the weekly show The Sound Kitchen produced a special edition Saturday, 14 February, greetings from listeners around the world for World Radio Day, with Susan Owensby and colleagues wishing listeners a happy World Radio Day. It's available as a podcast, but not on shortwave. RFI.fr. Look for podcasts, Sound Kitchen. Here's the March scheduling for Uncle Bill Tufford's 2 programs via Channel 292 in Germany. From the Isle of Music is Friday the 13th at 17 UT on 3955 and repeated at 22. And 1 week later, Uncle Bill's Melting Pot, music from Ghana and a tribute to the recently departed Ebo Taylor. Also on 3955, but a slightly different time, Friday, March 20th at 16 UT and repeated at 22. From Human Rights Watch, hrw.org, March 2nd, via Mike Cooper. EU court rebukes Hungary over radio license cancellation. Efforts to force club radio off the air highlight wider media freedom crackdown. But in an important judgment for media freedom, the Court of Justice of the European Union on February 26 ruled that Hungary violated EU law when it stripped independent radio station Club Radio of its FM frequency in 2021. Tracking the few Indonesian shortwave stations remaining, on March 8, Mauno Rietel says 4755 VOI is back today but still missing 3325 and 9690. Leading to detailed monitoring by Ron Howard, he says VOI on 4755, March 8th after 21 UT in English, heard via remote in South Australia. The segment quote of the day at 21:15 is somewhat questionable. They, on that date, indicated that the father of education in Indonesia, Kiai Hajar Dewantara, was the one who said education is the most powerful weapon to change the world. But online, I consistently found that quotation attributed to Nelson Mandela. And then also heard March 9th after 1000 with news in English on 4755. As for 7203, RRI Pro 3, Ortega, it was finally back on the air after an absence, heard until 0159 UT on March 10th. And again after 1205 via remote in Bandung. Also March 11th after 1245 with Ramadan stuff. And on March 11th, RRI Naviri 7289.9 was heard via remotes in California from 0820 to 0930 with more Islamic Ramadan stuff. Via another remote, Zaharis Langas in Greece was hearing an Indonesian station on medium wave 1132 at 1548. Ron Howard says it's on 1132.5, although licensed for 1134. Radio Cahaya Safari, heard March 12th from 1245 to 1310. That's Cahaya Safari. Once again this week, we're inundated and overloaded with info about broadcasts from and to Iran. Chris Greenway says IRIB's Telewebion is back online. It's a streaming service, and it's strangely spelt TELEWEBION.IR. Available again, but it was inaccessible at the start of the war. It has live streams of IRIB's many TV channels and radio stations. In BDX communication, Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran is difficult to hear on shortwave due to faulty transmitters, often with very low audio modulation. English is scheduled at 1523 to 1620, to South Asia on 11710. Confirmed on 28 February, but with almost no audio. And the only other English broadcast scheduled is 1923 to 2020 to Africa on 15320. However, Jean-Michel Aubier in France says English was heard March 11th at 0430 on 11780. That time slot is previously used for Turkish programs. The forehead of Craig Seeger, editor of Australian DX News, when Iran imposed a nationwide internet blackout, international broadcasters, previously scaled back their HF presence, suddenly reactivated transmitters, proving once again that shortwave remains the one medium that cannot be blocked by cutting cables or shutting down mobile networks. As BDXC reports, Iran International is a London-based TV channel operated by Volante Media UK Limited, backed by a Saudi-British investor with ties to the Saudi government. Iran has declared it to be a terrorist organization accused of inciting riots. But now they've added lots of shortwave broadcasts, apparently via Bulgaria, during the night hours on 5885, which we also can hear over here. Via Roger in Germany, the times in UT were 04 to 19 on 15750, 10 until 15 on 17900. 19 until 04 on 5885, and 20 until 04 on 9525. But on March 12th, Alan Holder on the Isle of Wight found 15750 changed to 15730 at 1455, apparently to avoid a jammer. The other daytime frequency, 17900, is never blocked, and the live feed of Iran International is at www.irantl.com. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio 2338, a non-commercial service, as is our website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Martin Gallis in Springfield, Illinois, who says thanks for your efforts to support shortwave radio all these years, and sent a check on a U.S. bank to Glenn Housen, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO@yahoo.com. We're still dealing with Iran. In BDXC communication, they list some opposition broadcasts on the air, in Persian, of course. There was Radio Barandazi, Tuesdays and Fridays at 13:30 to 14:30 on 11945. However, it was not being heard since February 6th. It means Radio Subversion. There's Radio Azadi, daily at 16:30 to 17 on 864 via Armenia. Radio Melat-e-Iran, Fridays only at 18 to 19 on 9705 via France. Radio Zaman-e-Bidari, Thursdays at 18:30 to 19:30 on the same 9705 via France. And Radio Zamane, daily at 19:30 to 20:30 on 6010 via Bulgaria. Wolfgang Bueser reports that as of March 6th and 7th, USAGM's Radio 4 DAW was scheduled as follows: 21600 from Philippines at 03 to 09, and 17840 from 9 to 14. The rest via Kuwait: 9365 at 02 to 14, 11575 14 to 20, 14 to 03 on 7470, or is it until 02, says Jean-Michel Aubier, and finally 9390 at 20 until 03UT. Joe Hanlon in New Jersey was hearing 17840, March 9th at 1310 via Philippines. As for the Persian language numbers station we mentioned last week on 7910 USB, by March 8th it had changed to 7842 USB. Richard Langley says the jamming was still on the former frequency. The transmission started 18 and at 02 UT. Chuck Albertson in Seattle refers us to a story at ABC News about encrypted transmissions. Here's a sample I recorded March 10th at 1801 via the remote in Holland on the 7842 USB. Korea South. KBS World Radio listeners in North America have been complaining for years about unreliable poor reception for the North American broadcast in English at 13 to 14 UT on 15575. Year-round, even in the winter when that's really too high for reliable propagation. They say the problem is that their antenna for North America only works on that band. Nevertheless, on March 9th, Joe Hannon in New Jersey says he did have a good signal on 15575 at 1300. And a bonus, the first half of the program is heard parallel from WRN via WRMI 9395 at 13 to 1330. Not sure if that's every day. Alan Holder suggests that it might be better if they have to stick to 15575, put it on the South American antenna at 96 degrees, but slewed minus 15 to 81 degrees. But Mauno Rigla got a reply from KBS saying, "We will review the possibility of using a lower frequency for the B26 season after our monitoring and simulation this season." Trying to monitor Malaysia's reactivated shortwave frequencies, Ron Howard says a very irregular testing schedule. Not heard until 05UT on March 7th. But JRX in Brazil was hearing 11885 before and after 0300 on that date, but not 15295. And on March 9th, Ron Howard says via the remote in Indonesia, Sabah 5 FM on 11885 was off the air at 0230, but 15295 National FM was on the air with strong reception. North American Pirate Mixed Radio International was heard on a WTWW frequency, presumably not when it is ever on the air, 9930 USB. Reported March 9th at midnight 40 UT by Eric Fetterswalp in Washington State. Then also heard by Walt Salmonid in BC at 0137. Filed under Russia because that country seems to be responsible for Havana Syndrome, a secret weapon which has been employed against Americans in various countries. Pick up a story in the February 14th Washington Post, headlined, Researcher Skeptical of Havana Syndrome Tested Secret Weapon on Himself. The CIA investigated a Norwegian government experiment with a pulsed energy machine in which a researcher built and tested a Havana Syndrome device. More Havana Syndrome was the lead story on CBS TV 60 Minutes on March 8th, which you can view at cbsnews.com. It's titled, U.S. Military Tested Device That May Be Tied to Havana Syndrome. Hotland Nam, news arrived too late for me to mention last week, but Tony Curry of Radio 6 International says he was carrying out a test on the megawatt transmitter in Rumul, France, which actually belongs to Monaco, on 1467 kilohertz, Saturday, 7th March, at 23 to midnight UT. Later, via the British Genius Club, we are pleased to announce that Midnight Rendezvous will be broadcast on Radio 6 International every Saturday night, at 11 p.m. UK time or midnight in Europe on 1467. Whether you are in the UK, Ireland, Europe, or Iceland, you should be able to hear us loud and clear on a portable radio or in your car. Do join me, says Tony Curry. Of course, if it's at midnight, it'll have to switch to 22 UT in April. Last year, Radio Nacional in Spain was closing down medium wave broadcasts, and now one of the private networks is doing the same, COPE, C-O-P-E. Alan Pennington in the BDXC says announcements are being heard on the following frequencies of COPE about an imminent close down. 7:11, 8:37, 10:53, 11:43, 12:15, 12:69, and 12:96. Time on. In Australian DX News, Jace Gilbert in Victoria reports hearing New Star Broadcasting, or Xing Xing, X-I-N-G, on 14944 with Mandarin numbers. At 1000 UT, February 27th. Bingo numbers, easily discernible above the noise and fading. UK non, Chris Greenway informs us that alongside the existing 702 from Oman, 1395 from Armenia, BBC has now added these frequencies for its Persian broadcasts, 720 from Cyprus and 1296 from Tajikistan. Lots of press about an important event I have hardly any time to detail, but I refer you to some of these publications. Here, David Cole, Politico.com, March 7th. U.S. District Judge Royce Lamberth concluded that Carrie Lake's ascension was an illegal end run around the Senate's advice and consent role. Her tenure atop the U.S. Agency for Global Media was improper and voids actions as acting CEO. And from National Public Radio, March 7th, via Rick Barton. Judge rules Carrie Lake unlawfully ran U.S. media agency, voiding layoffs. Via Rick Barton, Mike Cooper, and David Cole, Washington Post, March 7th. A federal judge ruled that Carrie Lake has unlawfully served as chief executive of the U.S. Agency for Global Media, overseen Voice of America, and nullified many actions she has taken in the role, including mass layoffs of staff. Via Mike Cooper and David Cole, New York Times, March 7th. Judge voids mass layoffs at Voice of America. Via Rodney Johnson, NPR, March 8th. U.S. judge says Carrie Lake broke the law in overseeing Voice of America. It brings renewed hope and momentum to the next phase of our fight, restoring VOA's global operations and ensuring we continue to produce journalism, not propaganda, the three plaintiffs wrote. VOA journalists Patsy Winakusara and Jessica Gerate and U.S. AGM Chief Strategy Officer Kate Nieper. Tony Paddock in BC says, I really wonder how much difference this will make. Has Lake and the regime slash and burn done so much damage that the harm is irreparable. D. Whitt in Medium Wave News says, the Kuwait station on 1548, carrying VOA or Radio Fordaw, often sounds like Radio Trump in Farsi, Trump speaking in English under a simultaneous translation. In ABDX, Tim Hall says, I was in San Marcos, California, between San Diego and Los Angeles metro areas, and noticed that the TIS on 1610 kHz there, WQKR325, was running a series of quick synthesizer arpeggios over and over again, a 12-note theme lasting only 2 or 3 seconds, and then repeating in other keys. At night should be probably audible over much of Southern California like a mini DX test. On March 12th at 0618, I found Radio Vanuatu extended schedule on 9960 rather than 7260. Jean-Michel Aubier in France says, to avoid interference from China Radio International on 9730, the Voice of Vietnam will conduct a test broadcast March 12th, 13th, and 14th from 1930 to 20 on 9840 in French. Dave Hughes reports, Spurs from Voice of Vietnam 11885, audible all over Europe, including the Tvente remote, on 11913.43 and 11856.52 kHz, but barely audible in the Asia-Pacific region. Jake Longwell of our affiliate Global Community Radio says, thanks for all you do for the SWL community through World of Radio. After hearing the glowing review about Voice of Vietnam's daily English broadcast last week, I listened to several episodes available on the VOV website as podcasts. I really liked what I heard and have added Voice of Vietnam's daily English broadcast to the schedule of Global Community Radio Channel 1, GCR1, 7 nights a week at 11 p.m. Eastern or 03 UT. This is the latest station added to the many other international voices GCR1 offers its partner stations and listeners. You can reach it at Global Community Radio, all one word, .blogspot.com. And Jake would also like to provide GCR1 programming for shortwave broadcast on WRMI. Some last-minute news just in from the Washington Post, March 12th, via Mike Cooper. Trump names new head for VOA parent after court rebukes Carrie Lake. Trump nominated Sarah B. Rogers, a State Department official, as chief executive of the U.S. Agency for Global Media, amid a protracted legal battle between employees and the agency's top official, Carrie Lake. Rogers currently serves as the Undersecretary of State for Public Diplomacy, overseeing the department's efforts to promote the U.S. and its values on the world stage. Rogers is a relative newcomer to government office, previously worked in private legal practice, representing the National Rifle Association and other right-wing organizations, often focusing on free speech. Propagation outlook from SWPC issued March 9th. ANKNC is peaking at 20 and 5 on March 14th, 35 and 6 on March 21st, 24 and 5 on the 22nd, and 25 and 5 April 4th. Quietest dates of only 5 and 2 March 13th, 29th, and April 1st. Solar flux dropping to 105 March 19th, and rising to 135 by April 1st. For much more info, consult our website, worldofradio.com. With many thanks to all our contributors and stations, hoping you'll hear me again next week. Glenn Hauser here concluding World of Radio 2338 with a standard disclaimer.